you got to take what they give you, and they're a very sound defense, and it's very, very similar to Seattle. It's a hard eight-man front about 95% of the time in almost every single situation. So, you know, they do make it tough to run, but, you know, they play a pretty deep safety too. You know, it's not, there's no quarters or anything like that. So, you know, when you get hard quarters and stuff, you got some shots over the top, but it's tough to get it past the middle third player. But any team that runs a eight-man front, there's not much room to run. But if you can get through there and you get someone out of a gap, then there's no one behind them. So you got to stick with it, and hopefully we can get first downs. And the more you can do it, the more you got a chance to break a long one. Even though he's not running our exact plays, usually the concepts he is running for another team, we can fit into our terminology. So you're always coaching him on that, and you can get a lot of evaluation off of scout team reps. You give him some with the ones when he's spelling Brian, but it's something that he's always got to be ready for. And you know, he could end up being, as the cliche, he's one play away from starting. So I hope he's working to be ready, and if that ever does happen, I think he will be. Definitely a huge blow. You know, it's something that happens in the NFL, so it's just part of the business. But, you know, Alex is as good of a football player as I've been around. We're going to miss him a lot. And you don't replace a guy like that. He's too special of a player. But everybody else has to step it up. If we want to replace Alex, that means the other 10 guys on the field got to get better. And I expect everyone to get better as this year goes. And if everyone does, then you can manage to keep doing the same stuff. I got a lot of confidence in John, you know, just to step in like that. You know, just from a mental standpoint, the center position probably has the most on him next to the quarterback. I mean, they direct everything in the run game and the protections, and they really get everybody lined up. And, you know, you don't get many reps at that during the week. You always give John a couple, just like you give someone like Johnny a couple as a backup player. But you really never know until you get in the game. And John came in there and made all the right calls, got all the linemen in the right spots, and after that, he did his job blocking, too. He's a good blocker no matter what position he's at, but he's been up to the challenge from a mental standpoint also. I don't have much fun, to tell you the truth. I think I've been in this league long enough to realize that this is week five, and there's a long, long way to go, and I enjoy myself after the year. You know, I usually relax a little bit after the season and kind of unwind and look back at the year, but I definitely don't ever feel comfortable in the season. The people you're around helps you a lot, and I really enjoy this group. You know, I enjoy the guys I work with. I enjoy the players. And it was the same way in Washington also, too. I enjoy the people I worked with there. But, you know, we're here a lot, and we don't have much of a life outside of here. So we see these guys all the time, and we all get a little bit sick of each other just like anybody would. But everyone's got the same goal here. We're fighting really hard every week. It's all about winning. Our group of guys are very non-selfish guys. They genuinely pull for each other. They really don't care who gets the credit or who gets the ball. Everybody just wants to win. And when it's like that, it makes it a lot more fun to go through the grind. I think we got some good undrafted players. You know, we're in a situation where we had to hit on some of those guys. You know, we didn't have all the depth and stuff just trying to build this roster. And we were counting on those guys a lot. And, you know, they came in, some undrafted that we signed. Have been playing a big role for us. Even someone like Gabriel, who we signed on a tryout basis. And it's been really a credit to them, not us. I mean, we're going to play guys who are good. And these guys have shown that they're good players. And everything we've asked them to do, they've stepped up and they haven't disappointed. I think it tends, you look at everybody, but the best players to me in this league are talented players who are scared of getting cut every day. Guys who are self-made, guys who really come to work. Out to prove something every day. And you got to have a lot of talent to be successful in this league, but really what separates good ones from great ones is the effort you put in every day. And when you have some talented guys who were on the back burner, who were undrafted and always on the outside looking in, but they do have some talent, then you kind of get the best of both worlds because, I mean, they're scared every second that they're not going to make the team. They're always trying to prove themselves, and they never let up. And when you combine that with being a talented guy, then I think that's what usually the best players are. Paul's played a lot of football. You know, he's played almost every position, I believe, except center. You know, he contributed a lot with Seattle last year, and that's why we brought him here, because we knew he could help us if we ever had an injury, whether it's at tackle or guard. And he stepped in at guard and got us through that game, and I expect him to continue doing the same. And, you know, Painter and a few of the other young guys have had to get some more reps out here, and we're working them. And we haven't had them the longest because, you know, we signed most of them in the first week of the season, so we're a little bit behind with them in terms of just getting used to working with the other guys and the whole scheme aspect and technique. But they all got a lot of talent, and they're working as hard as they can, and hopefully they'll continue to get better throughout the year. You know, I think, you know, the key to starting fast is the key to – it's all about, you want to score when you get the ball, and you only get so many drives in a game, and if you get the first drive, you want to score on. And we've had two road games, and we scored on one of them, and we didn't on the other. I don't put too much of into it as how you start. It's more taking advantage of every play. And every week it's a different thing. If you don't convert a third down, you might be playing good, but if you don't convert a third down, you punt, whether it happens to be in the first quarter, second quarter, or fourth quarter. So I don't put too much into, hey, it's the beginning of the game we're struggling at. You know, we've scored, I think, on 2 out of our 5 games, and that's not good. I mean, we won't be happy until we score in all of them, which is tough to do, but that's how we look at it. And I don't look at really anything in absolutes. Last week, we didn't have very good plays on first and second down, and we got us into 2 third and longs in our first 2 series. And you get in 2 third and longs, so you have a very small chance of staying on the field. Hopefully we'll have better plays this week, and we'll come out better.